This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The January 21st Supreme Court decision in the case Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission has been widely criticized, both for the anticipated effects of the ruling and for the activist political role the court assumed in that case. That was the decision that struck down federal campaign finance regulations and said that corporations cannot be restricted in their spending on political speech, an action that effectively extended the concept of what has come to be known as corporate personhood.
The Supreme Court has held that corporations are persons with constitutional rights. This legal doctrine known as corporate personhood has overturned health and safety laws, environmental protection laws, worker protection laws, as well as campaign finance laws. The only way to correct such an egregious decision is either another Supreme Court decision or a constitutional amendment.
David Cobb is an attorney in Humboldt County and a spokesman for the Campaign to Legalize Democracy, one of several grassroots groups that have mobilized to contest the Citizens United decision. Their efforts are currently centralized on the website movetoamend.org.
Our strategy is not to start in Washington, D.C., and not to start with the existing Congress. Instead, to start at the local community level and get ordinances and resolutions passed to make it a political issue so that candidates for local, county, and state and federal office have to address the question, do you support the idea that corporations are persons with constitutional rights?
This is an issue and a strategy with deep roots on the far north coast.
We are the largest jurisdiction that has ever passed a binding law that restricted corporate money in elections and stripped corporations of the ability to claim constitutional rights. That occurred in 2006. In 2008, the courts overturned that law, but we were able to then make corporate personhood a political issue so that every candidate for office is receiving a questionnaire forcing them to take a position on the issue of corporate personhood.
The issue has a long and complicated history, but Cobb contends it has reached a critical point due to more recent court rulings that have expanded the reach and influence of corporate money in electoral politics.
The first time the court ever discussed it was in Santa Clara versus Pacific Railway 100 years ago. It's only been in the last 25 years that the Supreme Court ever held that there was such a thing as commercial speech that was worthy of First Amendment protection.
There is also a related issue that Cobb hopes to see woven into the proposed constitutional amendment.
In Bush versus Gore, the U.S. Supreme Court said that no one has a federally protected constitutional right to vote. We think that we need not just an amendment as it relates to corporate personhood, but we also need an amendment that will guarantee our federally protected right to vote.
Cobb expects it will take 10 to 15 years for a constitutional amendment to win adoption. But much like the Equal Rights Amendment campaign of the 1970s, he expects the debate around the issue will affect change more quickly. Some of that may already be happening, as in the candidacy of Murray Hill, who's about to enter the Republican primary for a congressional seat in Maryland. Murray Hill is a public relations company, the first corporate person ever to run for office. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.